Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shir is dedicated to the Ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chayarach Bastavit Tzvi. And I would like to do a Midrash in honor of the upcoming Yom Tov, Sukkos. Now, I wanted to do a Midrash that's regarding the Dalet Minim. But I specifically want to do one that is not one of the two that everybody is familiar with. I actually had a thought to maybe do those because actually seeing the way the Midrash expresses it inside really brings up some new fascinating insights into, you know, well-known Midrashim. But I want to take a look at some of the others because there is really a fantastic collection of Midrashim on the Dalet Minim in Parshas Emor in Midrash Rabbah. So if you go to Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Lamed, that's where you're going to find all of these Midrashim. If you go down to Simin Yud Beis, and then Parsha Lamed, Simon Yud Beis, that's where you have the Midrash with the Dal Minim, the Arba Minim, the Lulav Esra, Kadasim, and Haravos, corresponding to four different types of Jews, some with Torah, some with Maisim Tovim, some with both, some without any. If you go on to a couple of comments later in the Midrash in Simon Yud Dalet, that's where you'll have the, based on the Pasuk, Kolatz Mosai Tomarna, Shemini Chamocha, that my whole body, all my bones call out and praise Hashem, is that the Dalet Minim are actually parts of the body. So the Lulav is the spine, and the Esrog is the heart, and the Hadasim are the eyes, and the Ravos are the mouth. So that's another well-known Midrash. And there are actually many more in these Midrashim, in this Simon Lamed. So you can take a look yourself and see some of these really, truly hidden Midrashim, hidden Pshatim that are not as well known. Today I want to discuss just two of them that are included in the same Midrash. So again, there are many out there, but we're going to do two newer ones today. So in Simon Yud Aleph, again, Parsha Lamed, this Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Lamed, Simon Yud Aleph, says, Dover Acher, another pshat, Pri Eitz Hadar, of course, this the fruit of a beautiful tree, or a beautiful fruit of a tree, Ze Avraham, this is Avraham, Shehidru HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Seiva Tova, because Hashem was Mahader him, beautified him with Seiva Tova, with old age. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "VaAvram zaken ba bayamim," that Avraham was an old coming with his days. Uksiv, and also says, "VaHardarta pnei zaken," says you shall show hidur, you should show beauty towards the face of an elder. VaHardarta pnei zaken. So there's a connection between pre eitz hadar and a zaken, and Avraham is mentioned to be Azakain, so the Esrog corresponds to Avraham. We'll get back to that. If we're comparing to Avraham, so what do you think the next thing is? So Kapos Tamarim, which are the date palms, the lulav, Ze Yitzchak. That's Yitzchak. Why? Shahaya Kafus V'Akud Al Gabe HaMizbeach. Because he was, so reads Kapos as Kafus, that he was like tied up, V'Akud, and bound on top of the Mizbeach. So Yitzchak is, the word Kapos being read Kafus, which is not such a far out stretch, at least within Chazal, because Chazal and the Gemara and Mesechta Sukkah darshan the word kapos to be kafus, that the lulav has to be bound in a certain way. So it's not so crazy to say that it's bound. The Eitz Yosef here also adds a point that tamar, which means dates over here, can also be understood as like a timrosh ashan, like columns of smoke, referencing him being an Ola Tamim without it. Yitzchak was as if he was a korban, and the ram that replaced him went up in smoke. So Kapos Tamarim would be a reference based on this, the little addition of the Eitz Yosef. It's a reference to him being Kafus, tied up, and then Tamarim going up in smoke in some regard. The Anaf Eitz Avos, and this is the Aravos. This is the Hadasim. So Ze Yaakov, Ma Hadas Ze Rachush Ba'alin, just like a Hadas is like a teeming with leaves, Kacha Yaakov Rachush Ba'banim. So Yaakov was teeming with children. He had many children. Hadasim have many leaves, and Yaakov had many children. So far we have Esrog, Lulav, Hadas, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Okay, but what about the Arve Nachal? What about the Aravos, the brooks, the willows of the brook? Ze Yosef. This is going to be Yosef. Ma Arava Zuk. Mush Levnei Shloshamin and Halalu. Just like the Arava withers and wilts sooner than its three friends, three other Minim. Kach Meis Yosef Levnei Achav. So too did Yosef die before his brothers. We know Chazal point out that Yosef passed away at 110, which was the youngest of all his brothers. They attribute it to him either taking leadership or perhaps speaking disrespectfully about his father, whatever it is. But Yosef dies before his brothers. And we can also mention over here, since he's being grouped with the Avos, he dies significantly earlier than the other three in this batch, the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yaakov was the youngest when his passing was 147. Avram died at 175. Yitzhak at 180. So Yosef at 110 is significantly earlier. And the that point is not mentioned by the Midrash. The Midrash just says Yosef and his brothers, but you could say this whole group. And therefore, Yosef corresponds to the Aravos, which die earlier than the other three minim. So the Midrash over here says that the Dalad minim correspond to the Avos and Yosef. Before we analyze that further, Davar Acher, another Psha within the same Midrash, Pri Eitz Hadar Zosara. This is a reference to Sarah, Shehidra HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Seva Tova, because Hashem beautified her with old age. Shenemar V'Avram V'Sara Zekenim. Sarah is also mentioned as an old person, so this, basically the same thing we said with Avram could also refer to Sarah. Kapos Tamarim, date palms. Well, Zu Rivka. We said before that it was Yitzhak, but now this Davar Acher saying it's Rivka. Ma Tamara Zo Yeshba Ocha Yeshba Akotzin. Just like the Tamar plant, a date palm that has food. Right, the dates you can eat from it, and also this, like the ukits, the stems, and things like that you can't eat. That there's something good that comes from it, and something not good from that comes from it. Kach hemida Rivka tzadik v'rasha. Rivka also had one good thing come from her, one bad thing, and obviously referring to Yaakov and Esav. Va'anaf etz avos. So we said that the hadasim were correspond to Yaakov because they have so many leaves, he has so many children. So Zoleya, that's Leah. Because Leah also had a lot of children, more than all the other imahos, all her other co-wives. Right, Rachel, Bilhah, Zilpah all had two each. Sarah only had one. Rivka had two, and Leah has six. So she's a hadas. Va'arvei nachal. Well, and again, when we're in imahos, so the four is easy. We can figure out va'arvei nachal. Who's the Aravos? Zo Rachel. This is Rachel. Ma Arava Zu Kamusha Lefnei Shloshes Aminin Kach Rachel Meis Lefnei Achosa. Just like the Arava is the first of the Dal Minim to go, so too did Rachel die before her sister. And Rachel died actually in very young. This seems to be in her 30s. So we have the possibly the three Avos and Yosef, or the four Imahos. The fourth Av in this case would be Yosef, which would correspond to Rachel, right? Yosef would be the Arava, or Rachel would be the Arava. Rachel is Yosef's mother, and they had a similar thing, that they died younger than their siblings, despite being younger than their siblings. So there are a lot of interesting things to point out from really each step of this, every single point of talking about just Avram, and then just Yitzhak, and just Yaakov, and the Avos as a whole, the Imos as a whole, just some examples. We're pointing out that Avraham is specifically because of Hadarta Pnei Zakein, and Avram is called a Zakein, that he was beautified. But more than that, Chazal actually say elsewhere, it's a Midrash, it's actually also a Gemara, that says that the aging process, that like wrinkles, really started with Avraham. That Avram and Yitzhak looked very similar as when once Yitzhak got older, and Yitzhak was an adult now, and he and Avram looked the same, and people didn't know who was the father and who was the son. So Avram davened that they should, there should be a differentiating, sign, and it indicates that at that point Hashem created, wrinkles or something like that that makes him look older. So Avram was actually the first one to be beautified with physical aging, according to that midrash. So that actually makes sense over here. Also, you can say further that the esrog itself often is has wrinkles. I know that's one of the distinguishing features of an esrog from a lemon is its wrinkles. It kind of looks like an elderly lemon. And Chazal also pointed out the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that one understanding in Pri Eitz Hadar, it's Hadar, that it lives on the tree for a long time, for generations, and that you'll have esrogim that can stay on a tree from year to year to year. So you very often have much older esrogim living on the tree with younger esrogim. So there is definitely something about just the how the esrog looks and how the esrog and features of the esrog and its formation that have to do with aging and Avram having to do with aging. So there really are quite a few connections between Avram and the esrog. And similarly, you can look into the depth for all of them. It's worth noting the significance of Yosef being counted among the Avos over here. That's also not a foreign concept in Chazal, that Yosef stands out beyond his brothers in many regards and almost becomes like a father figure. He refers to Binyamin as Bini, and in Yaakov's Bruchachdim, the term Evan is used, and there's an Av, and there's a Ben. So there's actually a lot there about Yosef being included in this group of the Avos. There are a lot of different fascinating points if you look at each little piece individually. But let's try to get the big picture of what's going on. The first shot the Midrash says is that the Dalad Minim correspond to the Avos and Yosef, and then Devarach, another shot, corresponds to the Imahos. Well, what's going on here? What are we supposed to get out of this? So one point is that Eitz Yosef suggests that the Midrashim is to recall the schus of the Avos, or the Imahos, when holding the Dalad Minim, because as Chazal pointed out, the Gemara in Sukkah, and in the Midrashim as well, part of the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim is one thing we hope to achieve through it is inspiring our tefillah and having Hashem grant us rain for the coming year. That's a big part of the tefillah, and we hope to be Miratze Hashem through the Dalad Minim. And Eitz Yosef says that we connect to the Avos and Imahos. We try to recall their shluyos so that we can be received favorably by Hashem and be granted the rain we need. So that's why we have minim that seem like the Avos, seem like the Imahos, whichever shluyos might be better. Or maybe it could be, depends on who's doing it, whether it's a man or a woman opting into the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, but we can connect to these chuliyos. So that's one possibility. That's what the Eitz Yosef says. We could just suggest one more pshat quickly, and this is going to be in line with the famous pshat of the Dalad Minim in the Midrash that we opened up with, which is that the Dalad Minim, one of the major symbolism of the Dalad Minim is the unity of Klal Yisrael, our Achdos, and all different types of Jews come together. And for sure that is a theme in Sukkot, and everyone joining under Kol Ezrach Yisrael, Habib Yisrael, Yeshua Sukkos, everyone's sitting in one big Sukkah. There's for sure a theme of unity in Klal Yisrael on Sukkot, and the Dalad Minim are that, and perhaps how do we get to that? The question may be, are we able to achieve that unity, especially when we look on the outside and there are differences and he has Maisim Tovim and I learn Torah or vice versa, or he doesn't have any of that and I try to be involved in all of this. How are we supposed to connect? So if we look at what we're holding in our hands, so it reminds us of our common roots, pardon the pun, the common roots that we come from, the Avos and Imahos, that we're all part of one family. So even if we look at our differences now, yes, okay, you're like this and I'm like that, and yeah, we're not exactly the same. But if we look and we realize we all come from the same Avos and Imahos, we're all from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and we were sustained by Yosef. We're all from Sarah, Rivka, and either Rachel or Leah, and the unit of them. So we all come from these Avos and Imahos, and that is our common ground, that we look back to, and we see that really we're all aguda achas. We're all part of one eged. May we be zocha on this upcoming Sukkot, the Chag HaAsif. The Yom Tov of the ingathering, maybe Bizocha, to see the common roots, see that we, like all fellow Jews, come from the Avos and Imahos, that we're all united, and be indeed this Agud Achas, and ultimately be brought together in one Sukkah Achas, in the Sukkot David Anafalas, may Hashem, indeed, Yogim Lanu Sukkot David Anafalas.